Kellogg, St. Helena, California, February 16, 1901. Dr. Kellogg, dear brother, I have been waiting and hoping and praying for strength, vitality, and spiritual vitality. At the commencement of the Sabbath, February 15th, our family assembled in the sitting room for worship. I had a most earnest burden of soul. I felt that I must lie at the feet of Jesus Christ, my burden-bearer. The Lord blessed us. My heart was broken before the Lord, and suffice it to say that light was given me to accept your kind invitation to make your house our abiding place while at the General Conference. Angels of God seemed to be in the room, and all recognized the blessing from God. I am greatly relieved by the light that has been given me. I cannot write much today, for I have a second edition of La Grippe. But I am of good courage and hope that the attack will soon pass away. It is easier now to bear the affliction, for I know that the Lord is my guide and my helper, my strength and my redeemer, my front guard and my rearward. You speak in regard to my diet. I have not become so wedded to one thing as not to be able to eat anything else. But as far as material for greens is concerned, you need have no concern, for to my certain knowledge, there are in the section of country where you live many kinds of vegetable productions which I can use as greens. I shall be able to obtain the leaves of the yellow dock, the young dandelion, and mustard. There will be a far more bountiful supply there, and of a superior quality, than we could obtain in Australia. And if there was nothing else, there are the grain productions. I avoid all soft foods, such as mush, puddings, and custards. I know that in Battle Creek I shall be able to get crackers which my teeth will be able to master. I am not at all concerned as far as the question of food is concerned, and I am very much more at rest now that I know my duty. I have received your letter with reference to the health retreat. We have not thought it wise to take any decided action until after the General Conference. But one thing is certain. With the present board and the present physicians, this sanitarium will never prosper. There is need of men with executive ability. There must be a thorough renovation, else the institution will have little patronage.